had a special presentation commemorating Veterans Day at the Sitka Chamber of Commerce yesterday. Members were asked if they knew the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Veterans Day was originally known as Armistice Day to commemorate the end of World War I, the, quote, war to end all wars. Veterans Day may seem like a strange midweek holiday to many people, but to others it has a powerful meaning. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Several decades and wars after the establishment of Armistice Day, Korean War vets successfully lobbied to rename the 11th day of the 11th month Veterans Day. And, as one chamber member put it, veterans are walking around while Memorial Day honors your mates who never came back. That observation could never be more true than for Roy Bailey, a guest of the chamber. Bailey was a private in the 71st Infantry Division, which engaged in one of the bloodiest and most pivotal battles in the European theater of World War II, the Battle of the Bulge. Bailey had lost his voice and did not speak on Wednesday, but he has told his story to the Veterans History Project at the Library of Congress. 19,000 Allied soldiers died between December of 1944 and January of 1945 in northern Belgium. Bailey told the Veterans History Project that a part of being a veteran is remembering comrades who did not survive.
A bit about being exceptionally happy that you are alive only lasts temporary, because all your buddies that you knew, a lot of them are still over there in graveyards, and the horrible feeling of guilt is indescribable, that I'm here alive, why should I be when they are over there, the guys I trained with. Guys, I went into combat with.
Bailey was wounded in the engagement and subsequently listed as missing in action. His disappearance and injuries were later questioned by military authorities, due in part to discriminatory practices that were prevalent at the time. Bailey told the Veterans History Project that he discovered some ethnic confusion while awaiting treatment on a stretcher in a field hospital.
The doctors and nurses, and of course the orderlies, were busy and the place never stopped. Somehow or other, the word got out that there was an Eskimo in the bunch, and everyone was stopping to see who the Eskimo was or where he was. So I got up on my elbow to see where this Eskimo was. I asked him where the Eskimo was, and the orderly said, "That's you, you dummy."
Bailey is a Tlingit Indian born in Petersburg. Sitka Historical Society Director Bob Mettinger told the chamber that discrimination in the military, particularly against Native servicemen like Roy Bailey, and even in Sitka during wartime, was a difficult subject to approach for his organization.
A lot of history is not pleasant, and Sitka has had its share. When I got here, I personally noticed, I mean, I'm not meaning to offend anybody, but I'm just going to tell you, people didn't want to talk about a lot of stuff that went on here. And even the historians, the professionals, is, you know, I said, well, what about this? We don't talk about that. Well, what do you mean you don't talk about it? This is history. No, we don't talk about it here. And I'm kind of shaking my head, and I realize, you know, every town's different, but, I mean, history is history.
Mettinger said that the Historical Museum had plans to re-examine the role of Sitka in wartime, the good and the bad, and the involvement of the people who built the Naval Air Station and Sitka's harbor defenses, and the stories of combat veterans like Roy Bailey. In 1998, 50 years after surviving the Battle of the Bulge, Roy Bailey was awarded the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.